They ready for some football.
I know I am. And tonight at 7:10 out at FedEx Field, Landover.
Yep.
The Redskins against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And here to sort of give
I believe the traffic has already begun.
Yes.
To the parking lot.
Tailgating.
They're already tailgating out there. Listening to Mornings on the Mall and cooking breakfast there in the parking lot. Joining us now on the line, Redskins elite long snapper, WMA's Redskin analyst, he's got the longest title in the world. Comcast Sports Nest co-host and an Emmy.
11-time Emmy Award winner. That's all you need to know about
I thought
Trevor
it was 12. I thought it was 12.
Well, he's working
it is 12. Trevor Maddich. Hello, Trevor.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Larry.
Is it 11 or 12?
I believe it's 12, but I lost count.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, so we got the Skins versus the Steelers. Monday Night Football. Everybody, of course, watches the big Monday Night game. And how do you handicap these two teams? How are the Redskins looking against the Steelers and Big Ben?
Well, you talk about Big Ben. He's an elite quarterback, but I think you look at all the pieces around them to really handicap that part of it. Big Ben is throwing to a depleted receiving core. Yeah. Antonio Brown is still one of the best receivers in the league, but because of suspension and injury, that's about all they've got at receiver. And they'll be going against a Redskins secondary that is deep and experienced. On the other side, you've got Kirk Cousins at quarterback matched up, you know, across the field from Roethlisberger, but you've got a deep and experienced receiving core for the Redskins going against a young and inexperienced secondary for the Steelers. In that matchup, even though Roethlisberger is there, I think the Redskins have an advantage.
Wow, I'm glad to hear that. And so you look for good things out of tonight.
Yeah, I do. I think it'll be a good night for Kirk Cousins to showcase his new starting role. And I think that he's got to make sure he doesn't do the one thing that always gets him in trouble, and that's to try to do too much. Take what's there. Don't be a hero. We saw in the third preseason game when he tried to do more than that, he struggled and he started throwing the ball towards the other team. So as long as he doesn't try to be a hero, then Cousins, I think, will have a good showcase.
And tell me a little bit about the Redskins' defense tonight. You mentioned Antonio Brown being a real major threat there for the Steelers. But between Brown and just putting pressure on Roethlisberger, is there anything else the Redskins' defense needs to focus on, or is that enough?
Well, Larry, the Redskins' defense will have to face a Pittsburgh philosophy of coming downhill and pounding them. The Steelers' starting running back, Le'Veon Bell, is suspended, so he's out. That's good. D'Angelo Williams, who takes his place, is a good player, so I don't know how much let-off there'll be. But last year, the Redskins, especially down the stretch, couldn't stop anybody running the ball. And so they'll need to prove that they've gotten better with basically the same cast of characters. They've got some new faces on the defensive line, but they'll have to prove that those new faces are an upgrade than that they can stop the run against the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Because if they can't stop the run, then there'll be all kinds of problems.
You know, I remember last year as we were kicking off the season and as we got into the season, there was a lot of talk about how the NFC East was sort of just a weak division. How is that shaping up as we begin football season this year? Are we still in what is being considered a weak division?
I think they're all weak divisions until further notice. I think the Giants have tried to upgrade their defense, and they're probably the favorite in the clubhouse from a lot of people that I talk to up at ESPN when I'm doing college up there. They love the Giants. The Philadelphia was sort of an afterthought, and all of a sudden they spanked the Cleveland Browns, and their rookie quarterback Carson Wentz looked like a seasoned pro in that game, so they might be a lot better than people think. So, you know, I wouldn't call it a weak division, but I think right now, because of certain unknowns, how good can the Dallas offense be with Dak Prescott at quarterback?
Yeah, there's
those
that.
Unknowns tell you that you're just not sure.
It was the Browns, let's face it, with the Eagles.
It was the Browns, yeah.
Who's
I
the
think
quarterback of that
winning
team?
The SEC West.
Who's the quarterback of that
team?
That
would be RG3, yeah.
He had and his 66% quarterback rating.
He played very much like Robert Griffin III. Mm-hmm. What do you think, as we discuss this tomorrow, as we will, Trevor Maddich, we love having you on game day or the day before a game and then the day after a game, will the storyline that we take up tomorrow morning with you be the Redskins offense or the Redskins defense?
I think it'll be the Redskins offense because that will determine who will win. Roethlisberger will make his plays. But there are two things to watch for with the Redskins offense. One, can the running back position hold up? Matt Jones has missed several weeks with a shoulder injury, and the question is, can he be effective?
Has he been? I'm sorry for interrupting you. Has he officially been named the starter now? Did you say that for tonight?
I don't know that he's officially been named the starter, but it is believed that he will play.
Okay.
The guy behind him is Robert Kelly, an undrafted rookie, and then you got a third down back in Chris Thompson. The second thing to look for is, can Kirk Cousins throw the ball and complete the ball down the field early? If he can strike deep early, it'll force that secondary away from the line of scrimmage and make the running game early, so easier. So watch for Kirk Cousins taking deep shots and completing them early. That's the big key to see how this game will unfold.
All right, and we will be with you tomorrow morning as you assess how they played. Thank you, Trevor Maddich. Always a pleasure.
All right, guys, thanks.
By the way, just checked, Jones and Thompson both questionable right now. It'll be a game-time decision, so that's a big deal tonight.